ADK-12.
Hey, Bobby. Need you to look in on Mrs. Pecatiwa.
She all right?
Her daughter called from California. She hasn't heard from her in a while. Kind of worried.
Will do. Pecatiwa, hello. Miss Pecatiwa.
Here. Johnny, Jesus, we got a homicide.
Come again?
Miss Pecatiwa, she's dead. I need some backup out here.
Okay, on the way.
Whoever's in there, show yourself. Right now. You understand me? Do you speak English? I'm nothing less. I said down, on your knees, down, de rodillas. Damn it, get down, on your knees, do it. On your knees, roll fire.
Yeah, well, else?
Do you have any thought about how we're going to approach this with Walter Jr.?
Well, he is still my son. I mean, he will remain.
Of course. My point being the divorce.
Well, I think he gets it, don't you? I mean, I think he saw it coming. He sees your unhappiness and...
My unhappiness? My completely clear blue sky unhappiness? Really?
Look, as you said, for the best.
Yeah. Okay, last thing, and then I'll let you go. In the child support worksheet, you list medical, dental, child care, transportation, housing, education, food, clothing.
That's right, all of it.
Walt. No.
Skylar, you wanted me out. I'm out, but I will provide for my family.
Not with that money. You'd be making us accessories after the fact.
Skylar, how do you think we've been paying our bills these last 6 months? Have to go.
Yep, I was right. 3 units available, exact same floor plan. I can call over, get you in to see any of the others if you'd like.
No, this one's fine. I'll take it.
Now, unfortunately, this one is the model, so...
Yeah, I like it. I like everything about it. I'll take it as is. Name one thing in this world that is not negotiable. So we try to clean them every night, but make sure it's off before you open the envelope. Good. Now I suggest that you add this to your money.
Yes, sir. Select freezing mode, clock button off, press and hold auto control until it beeps. Main valve on, main switch on, give the compressor time for the needle to enter the green.
Yo, for real. This is all you.
All me. Heisenberg who? That's what I say. My man Jesse can cook. Check it, yo. It ain't cloudy or dirty or nothing. Just the right shade of blue.
Good shade.
Check out that crystal size, yo. If that bitch was any bigger, it'd be a Jolly Rancher.
My guest.
You sure? I feel kind of dickish with you being in rehab and all.
I can watch, yo. I can cook. I can watch. Go for it. Tried it like last week. I'm still coming down. Go easy.
Okay.
Riverdance!
Hey, stop marking up my
Riverdance!
Come on.
Again.
I think you're good.
That is awesome, Jesse. I feel like somebody took my brain out and boiled it in, like, boiling
hot. Bomb, man, seriously.
Like anthrax.
Good. So, you ready to talk some business? I mean, this is not, like, just recreational.
I know what you're thinking. Trust me, it's not going to be like it was. Never going to be like it was.
How's that?
We sell it safe. All right, we sell it smart. We don't get greedy like before.
I don't know, man. Combo and all.
Still, man's got to make his living. If it's like Jesse says and we're not greedy, I mean, I guess I can see it.
Had a good thing going before we started pushing our luck.
Yeah.
If it can go back to being like that and all.
Hey, it will be. Step one, we build inventory. Badger, go see Clovis. Get the RV in shape, tune up, oil change, brake lights and whatnot. Cops always pull you over for brake lights, not us. Cautious.
You got it.
Oh, and you know that buzzer thing? Leave the key in the ignition and it buzzes.
Yeah.
Well, just have him put in one of those, too. Skinny, you're in charge of supplies. I'll get you a list.
Right on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So, you good?
Yeah.
You good? All right.
Brandon Mayhew. I know you. Small world, Albuquerque.
Sun, shine on me today. Sun, dry my tears away. On my crying face, oh sun, shine on me today. Sunshine, come on sunshine, let me have one of your rays. Sun, shine on me today. Sun, dry my tears away. You make the trees and flowers grow, and you can make my troubles go, oh sun. Shine on me today.
Want to talk about it?
Why? It's not like I get vote.
You know, ironically, I think you're going to see much more of me from now on.
Sure. Well, just as much of me, at least. Taking you to school, to and from, every day.
What? I don't get vote in this either? I gotta stop going with Lewis just because you're feeling guilty?
I do feel guilty. I am the man that I am, son. There's plenty that I would change about that, but here we are. And this is just what it is. You know what? Call me crazy, but I'm actually feeling very good about the future.
Wondering if we should maybe call the police or something.
Why? I'm doing nothing wrong. Okay, let's put this on. Thank you.
Hello there. Mr. White, I presume?
Oh, yes, hi. I am... Sorry, I'll be right down.
Hi, Dale Bedeker.
Hi. You're my new lab assistant, I take it.
Yes, I am. I suppose you'll want to hear my qualifications. I have my resume here for you. I received my bachelor's degree from UNM, my master's from the University of Colorado, organic chemistry with a specialty. It's all right there.
X-ray crystallography. Talk about that for hours.
Ah, I would love to.
But first, I'm curious about this.
That's a little pet project of mine. See, in my opinion, it's all about the quinic acid level. You want just north of 4,800 milligrams per liter. But if you overboil to get there, you're going to leach your tannins. Bitterness. Yuck. So... I pull a mild vacuum, that way I can keep the temperature no higher than 92 C. Judge for yourself.
My God, that is the best coffee I've ever tasted.
Sumatran beans. And I also have to give credit to the grind. Thank you, Mr. White.
Walt. Please, call me Walt. Why the hell are we making meth?
Phenylacetic acid solution. You said 150 drops per minute for the first 10 minutes and then 90 for the remainder. Why is that?
Well, my thinking is by tapering the phenyl, you get a oilier aqueous layer and hence...
benzene extraction.
Exactly. But actually, I prefer ether.
Oh, I'll have it for tomorrow.
Gail, I'm wondering how you...
ended up here.
Actually, I'm still wondering how I ended up here, but... yes. I mean, I can't imagine we strike each other as criminals.
There's crime. And then there's crime. I suppose. I'm definitely a libertarian. Consenting adults want what they want. And if I'm not supplying it, they will get it somewhere else. At least with me, they're getting exactly what they pay for. No added toxins or adulterants. Yeah, I was doing it the way you are supposed to. pursuing my doctorate at Colorado, NSF research grant. I was on my way, jumping through hoops, kissing the proper behinds, attending to all the non-chemistry that one finds oneself occupied with. You know that world. That is not what I signed on for. I love the lab. Because it's all still magic. You know? Chemistry? I mean, once you lose that,
it is magic. It still is.
And all the while, I kept thinking about that great old Whitman poem. When I heard the learned astronomer.
I don't know it.
Anyway.
Well, can you recite it?
Pathetically enough, I could.
All right, well.
Oh.
No, come on. Come on.
When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and the diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured, with much applause in the lecture room.
How soon, unaccountable, I became tired and sick,
till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. Yes, I am a nerd.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bastard, get off your lazy ass and go break the law. Hey, babe.
Are you ever coming home?
Marie, I'm working, all right.
Did you find it?
The RV?
No. Mark and I, so.
Why can't you just arrest him? Make him tell you.
Well, it's not that simple, baby. There's a little thing called the Constitution.
Yeah, Constitution, blah, 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 blah.
This kid, I swear to God, I really wish I just could.
This is that Pinkman character?
It's the one. Positive little bastard's got an RV. I just don't know where he keeps it. Until he actually leads me to it or does something. I'm stuck here, Marie, so. Sorry.
Well, not to bring up ancient history, but I, for one, can think of someone who might know something. Possibly. It's worth a shot.
Yeah?
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Hank. What's up?
Listen, I hate to bother you. I just had a quick question.
Shoot.
Now, let me ask this because I'm at a, you know, dead end here, potentially. I'm working a case, and, listen, you gotta know that I would never put you on the spot or make you uncomfortable.
Hank, you could just cut to the chase.
Back when we lost you, and I was trying to track you down to your former student, Jesse Pinkman. Now, you know
that I know that once upon a time he may have dealt you a little weed. Hank.
Smoke. And I so do not care about that.
As far as I'm concerned, you never inhaled, okay?
Like I said, cut to the chase. Do you
you remember if this Pinkman kid ever had an RV? A recreational vehicle.
You know, like a Winnebago type deal, brown and beige.
Why?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm personally of the opinion that he's moved on from weed and graduated to selling crystal meth, using it as a rolling lab.
Won't.
Yo. What?
Swipe.
How's my favorite genius?
Is this a secure line?
Yes, what's with the...
Hey, hello to you, too.
Listen, we've got a problem.
A DEA problem.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's my brother-in-law. He knows about the RV.
What RV?
Our RV? The one which contains a meth lab?
Which is covered with my fingerprints, ring a bell?
Okay, what exactly does knows about me? Does he have it? Has he searched it?
No, he knows
it. It exists, and he's trying to find it.
He has linked it to Jesse, and it's only a matter of time before he tracks it down, so get rid of it. What are you doing sitting there talking to me for? Better yet,
have Pinkman get rid of it, right? You don't go near it.
No, no.
Listen, my brother-in-law, he is surveilling Jesse's house, do you understand?
So he might have tapped the phones or buttons.
His house.
Jesus, plan A then.
Go, get to it before the feds do.
And do what? Exactly. I mean, what? The thing is the size of a... It's RV size.
I mean, where do I go to make an RV
disappear? I'm not David Copperfield.
What do I look like?
The RV disposal people? Did you not plan for this contingency?
No.
Well, next time plan for it, would you?
Starship Enterprise had a self-destruct button, I'm just saying.
Okay, shut up.
I'm just saying, you know, you're good with tools and all. Why don't you invent a water-powered car, you know? You did that, you would be rolling in.
Socket wrench. The big one.
What? You scared of the Arabs?
Are you out of your mind? Why is this out in the open?
Who the hell are you?
He's Heisenberg.
Is this drivable? Does it run?
Yeah, just change the new oil.
Well, finish it quickly. We'll wipe it clean and take it out to the desert. Come on, help me.
Hold up. What's this about?
The DEA. The Drug Enforcement Administration.
You've heard of them, haven't you?
I know you have. They know all about this RV, and they're trying to find it right now. I want this off my property now.
No.
We have got to destroy the evidence. We've got to rig this thing to burn. Do you understand?
No, here you don't. Just get it the hell out of here.
Now listen to me. I need your help, okay? If I go down, we all go down. Do you understand?
All right, just... I know a better way. I know a guy that'll wipe this off the planet. No questions asked. Call him.
Hey! What about Jesse?
What about him?
Hey, it's me. Want to hear something weird?
Listen to me. You get that address. I don't care how. You find out where he's taking it.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, are you leaving?
Yeah, after a couple of hours. I know what I mean.
Excuse me, gentlemen. These booths are for paying customers only.
Cynthia, it's okay. I'll handle this. ¿Cómo nos puedo ayudar?
Tú sabes.
¿Cuándo bajé el sol?
Recovery.
I got it. Beyond recovery.
Obliterated. No evidence.
Hey, don't worry. We're through with it. It's going to be about
yay big.
Okay? Then we flatbed it over Long Beach, ship it across the Pacific. Chinese turn it into patio furniture. So, my days.
Listen, can you do me a favor? I'm obviously going to need a ride. Could you call a cab?
You got it. Pleasure doing business.
Thank you. I'll be right behind you. I just need to...
You're doing,
honey?
No, this is mine just as much as yours. You don't get a chance.
Oh, God.
What? What?
He's here.
Who's here?
Big man, you want to add resisting arrest? We'll add it. Skin off my ass. Last chance to do it the easy way. Know about this RV?
I'm the owner of this lot.
which means you're trespassing on private property. As far as the IV goes, it seems to me it's locked, which means you're trying to break and enter. So I say again, you got a warrant?
Well, I don't need one if I've got probable cause, counselor.
Probable cause usually relates to vehicles, is my understanding. You know, traffic stops and whatnot.
See these round rubber things?
Wheels. This is a vehicle.
This is a domicile, a residence, and thus protected by the Fourth Amendment from unlawful search and seizure.
Look, buddy, why don't you just go
out?
Did
you see this drive in here? How do you know it runs? Did you actually witness any wrongdoing? It seems to me you're just out here fishing. Don't see that holding up in a court of law.
Yeah. Look at these. What do those look like to you? They sure look like bullet holes to me. There's a firearm discharged inside of this domicile. I'm going to bet there's a judge or two out there see that as probable cause. But I tell you what, why don't you call the Albuquerque police?
That they were there.
Tell them you got a DEA agent on your property making you very unhappy.
What?
See if they maybe
how
send
could
that
you have known that they were there before you took off?
How come you by yourself? I mean, if this was a legitimate DEA operation, 20 guys rushing in here like the Wrath of God.
How could you have known they were there before you took off the tape?
That's right. Probable cause needs to be readily apparent. Huh. Somebody in there.
Private domicile, and I
tell you what,
be harassed.
Clause or no, I'll give you 3 seconds to get your ass out of here. One, two... This is my own private domicile, and I will not be harassed! Bitch! Fine. What you want? My guys bring it out here and deliver it to you on a little satin pillow. How's that? Waited this long. Waited a little longer. Hey, Vicky? Yeah, Schrader. Give me Merker, will you?
Well, I say we just ran. All right? We started off and just ran the shit out of his truck to make our escape, right?
Yeah, who's this?
Sir, this is Officer Elaine Tanner with the Albuquerque Police. Is your wife Marie Schrader?
Yes, why?
I'm sorry to inform you that your wife's been in an automobile accident. She's being airlifted to Los Ranchos Medical Center and should be arriving there shortly.
How is she? What's her condition?
I don't have the most current information, sir, but I think you
have to start paying me more.
Que te sigo queriendo. He venido a decirte que te sigo amando, que quiero estar contigo.
Ya les había dicho, no van a matar a Walter White. No hasta que haya concluido mi negocio con él.
Hemos esperado suficiente. No vamos a esperar más.
Tendrán que hacerlo. La decisión no la suya para hacer.
Explícame.
¿Por qué este hombre White? Traicionó a su primo Tuco, ¿sí? Pero él no fue quien lo mató. No hubo otro hombre. Apretó el gatillo.
Un agente de la DEA. Pero Bolsa dice que la DEA está fuera de límites.
El norte de la frontera es mi territorio. Mi decir. Como muestra de respeto, digo que sí. El nombre de
de la gente es Hank Schrader.
¿Qué es un muerto?